Welcome back to the Indianola Spring Sports Spotlights on KNIA, talking with Keegan Aberson-Disler for Indianola Girls Soccer. Keegan, thank you very much for joining us. At the end of last season, something I've been asking a lot of the Indianola Girls Soccer athletes has been, what were your expectations coming in? Because it felt like there was a lot of high hopes for this season.
Yeah, a lot of us have really excelled in the past year. And we were just looking forward to coming back, especially since, like, you know, this was going to be our seniors last season. And they also all got on varsity last year. And so they were just improving all the time. And we were just really excited for this season and, you know, to go against some new players and see what we had in store for the freshmen. Because we met two freshmen who were actually, like, they were really good. So we really wanted to go into the season strong, and we never really got to do that.
Well, yeah, and it felt like the seniors and the junior class really spurred along a lot of off-season work. So talk about that off-season work from your perspective.
In, like, December and November, we would have these little practices that were all, you know, student-taught or wherever, and we would just scrimmage against each other. Some of the boys would come around, and then when we got tired of the boys, we just had our own practices, and then before season started, I know we were able to go to some speed and conditioning stuff that wasn't required of us, but we still went because, you know, just getting ready for season, and then we also did lifting.
All right. Well, what were your personal goals coming into the season that you wanted to accomplish?
Last year, I was on varsity, but I also played on JV, which was completely fine with me because that was more playing time. But this year, I really wanted to start on varsity a lot more and just really get stronger because last season, I had a really bad injury. And so this season, I was just kind of focused on getting stronger again and regaining everything back and hopefully scoring some goals.
All right. Well, something I've heard has been, it's not easy to talk about, but the seniors were meant a lot to this program, and there's going to be a bit of a send-off for them. So talk about your perspective with this year's seniors.
I didn't think I would be super upset about it. I mean, like, the past few years, it would be like, you know, I'm super glad that they're going off to college and doing their dreams and stuff like that. But this year is just different. Like, I've played with them for 3 years now, and I've actually had these girls on my team before high school, and we just got really close, and I'm going to miss every one of them because, you know, they played a huge part in, you know, growing up with all the soccer girls, and they just made soccer really fun. So, like, Emma Turnbull, she is, like, just the most sparky lady ever, and I don't know how soccer's going to be without her because she's just so much fun, and she's very obnoxious, but we all love her to death. So I don't know. It's just going to be weird without having them.
Well, and again, not an easy thing to talk about, but your experiences when you heard that the season was canceled and just kind of what you went through that spring break week.
We didn't actually know that season was canceled till like a few weeks ago. We were still putting in the hard work, doing everything online, doing workouts that my coach Mac gave us all online. And we ran 3 miles a day, 2 miles a day, just working on making ourselves better. And when we found out that our season was canceled, we were looking forward to the Iowa games because then if we didn't have a season, we would at least have the Iowa games to practice and play with. Well, turns out the Iowa games got canceled as well. So I really don't know what we're going to do. We have been doing some, like, student-led kick-arounds, and I haven't been to any of those because I've been working so much, but hopefully I can go to at least one of those before, you know, everyone's gone off to college and stuff like that.
All right. Well, what are your plans over the next year to improve and continue on for next soccer season?
I'm going to continue to strengthen and get past my injury and being scared about trying new things. And I got a lot of technical work that I've just gotten better at over the past year. And so I hope that next year everything will be going according to plan and that we're going to have a great season.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate it, and best of luck next year.
Thank you.